We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Me and Doc Walker live down at DCD Smokehouse, Florida Avenue, Northwest. Place is banging. The wings are outrageous.
Food and everything. Shortcut the tips. And Brock, everything.
Right now, joining us on the BetQL guest line, B. Mitch is actually in Detroit for the NFL draft. Yep. Going to have a busy, busy night. So I've become friends with a guy named Marcus Washington, who's the president of the Washington Jesuit Academy. I have some buddies that have gotten me involved with WJA. It's a great cause. You know they know what they're doing. And B and Doc, you will appreciate this. They hold young men accountable. And we know a graduate of WJA and Anthony Haney, a kid that you want your son to be like.
Good, man. The Orangeman.
Absolutely. So Marcus runs the show over there, and that's all well and good, and we'll give you a WJA plug, Marcus. But you are also an absolute draft lunatic, and that's why you're joining us today.
Absolutely. I've been working all year on this.
I don't remember when the event was where I saw you last, but you told me at that point you were almost through the third round. Like, do you legitimately build out a big board that goes all the way through seven?
Yeah, I have it in an Excel spreadsheet. By the time I get to sixth or seventh round, I'm making up certain things and trying to figure it out. Tonight I'll go back and recalibrate my board.
I love it. So let's get down to business. You and I texted, and I think you are uniquely positioned. I'm guessing you know off the top of your head the actual number picks. I know it's 136, 40. Help me out. Then it gets 68.
67, 78, and 100.
All right. Give me one and then 36. Say the pick is in, and then we can all react.
Okay. All right. The number two pick, Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback.
I think that's all thumbs up from the whole crowd. I'll speak on behalf of all parties. Yep. Now we're on to number 36.
36 was a tough one because I'm not sure that he's going to be there, but I'm taking Jordan Morgan if he's there.
Arizona tackle.
Yep.
I like that. Now, let me add that Marcus, when we were texting, he's like, am I allowed to make trades? Is that, and I said no for the sake of time because I feel like you'd have 10 of them. do you think they're going to be looking to trade up into the first for a tackle? If they did, who would you want, and what would that compensation look like?
I think they're going to try to trade up. I don't know if the tackles that they would take and trade up for will be there. I think it would cost you the 36th and the 78th pick to go up probably around with Green Bay at number 25, and I'd be targeting a Marius Mims there.
I like Mims.
Big Mims.
He's a big fella, dude.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so at number two, we got Jaden Daniels. At 36, you took the big boy Morgan out of Arizona. Yeah. I honestly think that's close to a dream scenario for Washington if they can pull both of those off. Because that's addressing needs and getting best player available. Now I'm turning it over. You're the maestro now. Because as this thing gets deeper and deeper, you're going to be the expert. Who you got at 40?
Ideally, I would like to trade out of 40 and go back into the 50s. I think it's going to be a cluster of guys there that would be really, really good. But staying put at 40, I'm going with cornerback from Rutgers, Max Melton.
Tell me a little about Max Melton.
He has inside-outside versatility. He's explosive, and he has good ball skills, and I think he can come in and be a day-one starter, and I think he's been underrated by a lot of the draft pundits.
I'll tell you what, Bill Belichick, love dudes out of Rutgers.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, amen.
Where do you have Melton on your big board? Is he higher than 40? Are they getting a little value here?
He's probably around. I have him in the mid-40s. No, they're not getting value there. I think you could trade back and get Max Melton, but I think that in terms of priority, I have corner as a high priority, and I think he's a day one starter.
I mean, if you don't you're either banking on Forbes being something he wasn't, or you need to have corner a high priority.
Get
frankly.
The corner.
And corner's a high-value position, and BSJ's, I think, in the last year of his deal and didn't perform too well last year. I'm with you. All right, take me to our next pick, sir.
Okay, the next pick is 67. This was a tough one. I went back and forth between double-dipping and getting another offensive tackle, but in the end, I chose tight end Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. He's a versatile weapon. He can play H-back. He can play on the line. You can move him all the way around, and I want him learning from Zach Ertz.
I like that. I definitely think they need a tight end in this draft, and I think they need to bring somebody in the top 100. The guy I've been stumping for is Theo Johnson out of Penn State. Where do you have him compared to your boy from K-State?
I have Theo Johnson in the middle of the third round. I like Ben Sinnott a little more just because of the versatility, and I think Cliff Kingsbury, he likes to move his tight ends a little bit around, and this guy can go at H-back, line up in the backfield, play a little bit of fullback, and you can just move him around overall as a weapon, whereas Theo's more of a traditional tight end, very good upside.
I like that because everybody thinks spread with Cliff, and that's not incorrect, but he also runs a fair amount of 12 personnel, so they're going to need two tight ends they can get out there at the same time.
Absolutely. And the next pick with 78, it's a guy who I really, really like. He'll be a situational pass rusher next year. It's Austin Booker from Kansas. And so he had a very good year, very explosive, and a good developmental DN.
Now, Doc, how would it go to go K-State and then Kansas? You're bringing in a Wildcat and a Jayhawk in the same round.
Give him a check. They'll get along well.
Okay. That's generally how it works.
Yeah, that money is
trying, we're trying to take over Kansas.
Yeah.
Burgundy and gold's huge in Kansas.
That's right, baby. Yeah. JR.
Hey, Marcus, so that pick right there would have been 78, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the pick they kind of ended up with in the Howell trade. Do you think they got good draft pick value in that Howell trade?
Oh, I thought it was excellent in terms of good value. I thought it was too good to be able to pass up, to be able to go from a fourth, to be able to go up into the 100s and then get to 78. There's a cliff in the third round where a lot of the talent falls off. I remember watching it last year, but the cliff usually doesn't fall off by 78.
Gotcha. All right, last pick for you, sir. Number 100. And let me be crystal clear if anyone in Ashburn is listening. All parties, Brian in Detroit, Doc, the good people here at D-City Smokehouse, we would all love if they trade away this number 100 pick so we don't have to stick around all the way till the absolute end of Friday night for this pick. Just if anybody is listening about that. But who you got at?
I don't mind, Jay. I'm not going to be there anyway.
Who you got at 100, man?
At 100, I'm going linebacker from North Carolina, Cedric Gray.
Cedric Gray. Tell us something about him.
Cedric Gray is explosive, high upside, growing into the position, long arms, and just has all the measurables. He'll probably end up being a weak side linebacker and could possibly be Jamin Davis's replacement if he doesn't resign with us.
Woo! Have it. Can you give me just run me through your top six picks one more time?
So my top six picks are Jaden Daniels, Jordan Morgan, Max Melton, Ben Sinnott, Austin Booker, and Cedric Gray.
There you have it. All right, Marcus, thank you for making time. I'm going to tell everybody to check out the WJA.
Marcus, you better be careful, man. You got some bosses over there listening to you putting all this time into this draft stuff.
B. Mitch, check this out real quick, very quickly. It's in my contract that I get tomorrow off. It's in my contract. You know I love the draft.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about all the time it took for you to get all that information.
You know, it's one thing to get the day off from work, but what about, like, wife, children? How do they feel about you devoting, you know, the next 3 days of your life to the NFL draft?
They already know. I send my kids away. I get my wife a hotel room, and my buddies come on over, and we have a blast.
Wow.
I told you. When I told you he's a draft freak, I wasn't lying.
Yeah, no, we thought Sheehan was the only guy with that type of schedule.
Hey, Marcus, we got to come see you at WJA. What's the next event people can get involved with?
We have one over at Congressional Country Club, which I'll get you the information on. I don't have the date and time. I just do what I'm told, but I'll get it over to you.
Okay. We'll see you soon, man. Thank you for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
All right, Marcus. Thank you, man.
I appreciate you all. Keep up the great work.
You got it.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Brother.
Marcus Washington from WJA, Washington Jesuit Academy.
When I first heard, I thought you had the OM dub coming over here.
The linebacker.
The linebacker, yeah.
I think that's what Jeff was asking me, too. All right, let's do this. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Your opportunity to make the pick. You are on the clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.